Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
3, 2, 1.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble waking up.
Thank God it's Friday.
Is it Friday already?
You want to know an ideal Friday in my world?
Moronic commentary and stupid sound effects.
This is my kind of show.
They got great banter.
Yeah!
It's Friday, funky.
Thank God it's Friday.
Hold on a second, you guys are the best.
Well then, what are we waiting for?
You have to say it!
Say what?
It's showtime.
Let's do it. Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 1,917. As we're barely getting through this morning already, I know, Carla, you're very frustrated.
Oh, we will talk. I had a nervous breakdown yesterday.
From yesterday.
Luckily, I'm here. I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm all right. Okay.
You don't want an Android or something else that might, and I'm not talking about medication.
No,
I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yes.
Or no, maybe you do need medication.
Yes, I do. I don't. Oh. We will spend the better part of the morning discussing every aspect of my day yesterday. Here's all I have to say.
Right now.
Yes. Everyone should have a corded phone to plug in their wall.
Okay.
Everyone should.
Just in case.
Yes.
That's your warning. That's your public service announcement.
Especially with everything going on.
You never know.
Corded phone.
All right. Well, we will. We'll talk more about that.
Three words. Corded phone.
Is that three? I don't know. Okay. Sunshine, chance of showers this afternoon. High 102. Going to be windy on Sunday, but tomorrow's high 106, 102 on Sunday. 82 outside right now. Good. Take a deep breath. You got on Facebook Live. You did
I did.
Your pad.
With my iPad. Thank God. This morning I'm leaving. It's like, what device do I need? What else do I have? Where's the cord?
Where's your bat belt?
Maybe you need your bat belt. I need that thing the guy had. Yeah, the whole thing with the bat jacket and belt and
30
all that.
Working gadgets.
Yes. I have like 10 today.
Well, we're here for you, so.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else on your mind? 702-739-9636. Let's do it. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the sports world is trying in every way. The Kentucky Derby will be run on Saturday, September 5th. And there will be fans, but there will be a lot of restrictions. The capacity at the venue will be greatly reduced. Fans will be wearing masks. They are encouraged to wear masks, washing their hands frequently. They'll have the disinfectant here and there. It's like it's a horse race.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of dirt and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll see how that goes and see if it still goes on. But
you
September
know, with the,
5th as of now.
All the women wearing the hats.
Yes.
I wonder if they're going to bedazzle the mask.
That's what I'm thinking. Wear the mask and fancy it up. Start that new tradition. I think that'd be cool. Mm-hmm. Matching hat and mask.
There you
Why
go.
Not? You know? This is kind of silly, but the Dixie Chicks will now be called the Chicks. And all of this political correctness. And I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to tick somebody off with that name, too.
Yeah.
The Chicks. So they might as well just call themselves The at this point. Because I don't even know. Whatever. Let's move on.
You have bigger problems to worry about.
You know what, Dixie? Chicks, whatever. You know what?
Yeah.
Come live in my world for a minute.
Yeah.
The cup company's not changing their name.
No, Dixie Cups. No, they're not.
Okay.
So,
not yet.
No.
Not yet.
No, I know. There's a fried Dixie Fry, I think it is, too. The fried chicken stuff.
Okay.
The Chicks.
Oh, Lordy. Speaking of country music, I mentioned this, and we might have to play a little snippet of this. I can't even believe I might like this song. Eric Church, he's a country singer. And he has released a new song. It's called Stick That in Your Country Song. May sound funny, but it talks about poverty in Detroit, drugs and gangs in Baltimore, veterans having problems when they return home, underpaid, overworked teachers, things like that. And that's the point he's trying to make. Could we put a little substance in country songs now?
Oh.
And he's pretty big. It's a cool song. It's kind of... It reminds me of something Chris Stapleton might do, who I kind of like. He's a little more, I don't know, what would you call him? Country?
Southern rock
maybe?
Country.
Yeah. This is good. We may have to play a snippet of this one,
okay.
Mike.
Okay, all right.
And, Morty, a super, super rare Boba Fett figure. expected to fetch tons of money. Tons of money. They're saying a record price for this thing. So I guess it's one of a kind. Whatever it is, I'll have to look it up. I'm pretty sure the only...
Exactly,
do you know which one it is?
Yeah.
So the only thing rarer is, like, in Star Wars land is a date, mm-hmm. I guess, at this point. Yeah. Yeah. Boba Fett. That's... Wow. Okay. And you know what? I'll leave it at that for now. There's some audio that we need to tackle that's pretty darn good. But for now, that is my take. Sponsored by CSN, the time to make your move is now. Moving forward together, CSN.edu.
Okay, Carla, I found the Eric Church song that you were talking about.
Yes.
He's a big country star.
Yeah.
And this is called, what, Stick It In Your Country Song?
Yes.
All right, listen to this.
I like the arrow, pull the bow. Get my pride, fist up high. I wanna feel the rush, I wanna feel alive. Come on, I wanna pound the dash, stomp the gas, drive too fast, rock me hard, stop my heart, and blow the speaker right out of this car. Step down in your country song, yeah. Take me on the number one, yeah. I get the whole world singing along, man. Step down in your country song.
I get what you're saying about this song.
Yeah.
But to me,
you didn't hear the lyrics though in the beginning. I don't know if you heard it.
Yeah.
I'll have to bring some of them up. They're real. I mean, they're real. This is not what I expected from a country song at all.
All right.
You know?
Well,
but yeah, it's interesting. It's
not about his pickup truck.
No.
His beer, his whiskey.
No, and that's the point in an interview. He said we've got to have substance in country songs.
It's about time.
You know, yes, exactly.
All right, and I want to play a snippet of another song. I wish I could say it's real, but it is, but not. Some guy called yesterday talking about Billy Joel.
Uh-huh.
Not a big fan.
Right.
So I'm sure he'll love this.
Yeah.
An up-and-coming singer by the name of A.J. Smith recorded a piano ballad called Billy Joel.
So baby, what are we fighting for? I've run out of ways to say that I'm so sorry. It's never too late, so let's start over. Are we crazy for falling back in love? Or can I hold you close tonight? I can sing your favorite song. You know the one by Billy Joel.
So Billy Joel heard it. Liked it so much.
Yeah, he did.
That he shared it. He shared the link on Twitter.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge.
That is enormous.
That is a cool voice.
Very cool voice.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Some new music for you. AC/DC.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting.
Funny and it's entertaining.
Lots of fun. On 96.3 KKLZ.
Always just a phone call away at 702-739-9636. You could talk or text. We'd love to hear from you this morning, 7:38. Sonia's on the phone. What's happening?
I just have a quick comment to Carla. When you mentioned the country singer, he sounded like a young Charlie Daniels, but also never forget that one redneck song, Up Against the Wall, You Redneck,
redneck Mothers.
Which I loved. I thought that was great.
You know what's funny? I liked that period for country music. It was kind of that funny, ballsy, you know?
Raw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mothers. That was a great song.
Sonia, have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
That was a great period for country music.
Yes.
All right, since we're talking about music, another anniversary. You know, we're giving away the Pretty in Pink.
Yeah.
The anniversary Blu-ray DVD, and now celebrating another anniversary. Boy, time flies. 30th anniversary for Matthew and Gunnar Nelson with their album After the Rain that came out in 1990.
Correct. Or Nelson.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And they are, I do like to say, they are very close friends of the show. They are such good guys.
And of course, from that album, the song Love and Affection. We had a chance to visit with Matthew Gunnar just a couple of days ago.
Matthew Nelson.
Yeah,
there you go.
I just put them together as one.
I put them together, so do I.
And we asked him as he looks back at that album 30 years ago if he would change anything about it now. Here's what he told us.
Very cool question. To be honest with you, I was just asked something like that. Like, what would you change? And I can honestly say that that particular album, I wouldn't change a thing on that album.
Wow.
Really?
That's cool.
Yeah. The one thing that I would have changed, I mean, every single song, somebody said, hey, rank your songs on After the Rain in preference. And I said, it's like lining up your kids and say who gets executed first. I mean, you can't do it with this because I have a memory for my own self and also with fans that have identified with every single song on that album. By the way, I have to say, I got to remaster the album 2 years ago for a release on 1-inch gram vinyl, which is really cool. But the bottom line is, I wouldn't change a thing.
Jody loves that song, loves the album.
So do I.
And it's a great album. Went to number 17 on the album charts.
Yeah.
And I wish I knew. I know this song did very well for them, and it's one of their signature songs. But
yeah. You know what? Listen to the full interview because he talks also about. You know, meeting up with Kurt Cobain at one point in time, and their punk roots as well. One of them, their punk roots.
Our visit, our entire visit on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. So, the album, After the Rain, number 17, Love and Affection, the number one song for Nelson.
Damn.
So, again, the interview on our website, 96.3kklz.com.
In the Baltimore area, they just told Alexa to put us on. So, yeah.
And put the volume at 10.
Yeah. Alexa, volume 10.
They'll love
better,
you. They'll love
better.
You. As well,
Alexa,
as everybody else.
Yes. Hashtag Carla's boobs. See what comes up there.
Alexa.
I love doing that.
Alexa, pass gas.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. You can't even.
All right. Do we have that from yesterday?
Yes, we have it. We have video of it as well.
All right. I just need the audio.
Okay.
And we'll hook that up and play it for you in about 10, 15 minutes.
Man.
Because the kids were having fun yesterday in the lobby.
Well, it was suggested by a bunch of dumb guys on Dumb Guy Thing Day.
All right. Sunshine today. Chance of an afternoon shower. High 102. Nice tomorrow. 106 the high. And then windy on Sunday, but the high 102, 84. Right now, just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, AAA says we'll take way less flights this summer, about 75% less, but we'll still travel short road trips. We'll still take those. Top road trip destinations, you kind of already know them. L.A., Seattle, Phoenix, Portland, Myrtle Beach, San Diego, Nashville, Orlando, Denver, and Las Vegas.
Yes.
Of course. People are going to be coming here in droves. Hey, how early is too early to start drinking on the weekend? Well, first of all, if you're waiting until the weekend, you're already slow. You're already behind. New survey found only 23% of us think we should wait until 5 p.m. or later.
Only?
Yes, yes. Okay. Now, 18% said before noon is just fine.
Mm-hmm.
16% said noon's good. And about 10% said 10 in the morning or earlier. That's good. You can start there.
Depending on what your Thursday was like.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
That's right. Now, guys, once again, almost twice as likely to think morning drinking is just fine.
That's me.
Over women. Yeah.
Well, really, especially if you pulled an all-nighter, like at work or something.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it.
I've run out of coffee, and I've, like, gone to the refrigerator.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? It's 9 o'clock, whatever.
Oh, boy.
Open a beer. I drink a beer.
Well,
man.
Good to know.
Yes, why not? Morty lives on his own, but because of the pandemic, more adults are living with their parents and grandparents now than ever before.
Yeah.
So that's got to be fun. On both ends, that's got to be a blast.
Yeah.
For
I'm sure my stepdaughter Sarah's having a great time.
I know, exactly. Mom, we're out of cheese. Oh, lovely. Yes, yes. What was it? Wedding Crashers, right?
Yeah.
Ma.
Where is he?
Hey, Ma.
Yes.
The meatloaf. We want it now. The meatloaf. Hey, Ma.
Never gets old.
No.
Oh, life is just fantastic, and I have a brick phone right now, so doesn't get any better than that. Oh, my gosh. Few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
So, the other day, you know, what was it? Last week we celebrated Stupid Guy Thing Day?
It was Monday.
Monday.
It was on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
But at the suggestion of somebody on the phone,
yes,
Carla and Morty went out to the lobby to mess with Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the end result of that.
Oh, Alexa, fart.
Okay, here's a big fart. That was a relaxed one. Try asking me for a bad fart. Or say random.
Random!
That was a springy one. Try asking me for a silent fart. Or say random.
Silent fart.
Here comes a silent fart. Try asking me to fart five times in a row.
Oh my gosh.
Or say random.
Fart five times in a row.
Here comes a serving of five farts. Oh. Try asking me for a good fart. Or say random.
Random!
Cheap farts are in the extreme farts pack. Would you like to learn more?
No, Alexa, off.
See, you're like this little kid.
Did it for you guys.
Who found
Jeez.
A new toy?
There's an extreme fart pack, apparently. Really? Oh my God. It is funny to hear her, though, you know, just prattle on about, hey, do you want to hear this one? Try this one.
Or this
really?
Type.
Really? You are a professional. Alexa, stop it yeah. now.
So if you ever wonder what Carla does while the music's playing, and by the way, the same for Morty.
Alexa, more call Bill.
Sounds like you've got the fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
There you go, and that's it.
Yeah!
Well, when nobody's in the building, you gotta do something,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
All right, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard talking about a few things you could watch over the weekend right there in the privacy of your very own home. Do that after Boston.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. Wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard on the phone talking about things we could watch over the weekend.
We have a family comedy from Amazon, and it's called My Spy, and it stars 9-year-old Sophie, who catches JJ, a hardened CIA operative, spying on her family during a routine surveillance operation.
Oh.
So in exchange for not blowing his cover, he agrees to show her how to become a spy. And what first becomes an easy task turns into a battle of wits as she proves you don't need much experience to outsmart a seasoned agent. And of course, it stars Chloe Coleman and Dave Bautista. So talk about pairing up two people that are total opposites. So this is a great family comedy, and Chloe is amazing. She's just a great promise as an actor. She has great comic timing. It's got physical comedy. So My Spy is a great family film for this weekend.
Yes.
All right, what else?
Okay, we have The Outpost, based on the book by Jake Tapper. Rod Lurie's new film immerses into the conflict of Afghanistan, where a small group of American soldiers are against unsurmountable odds against the Taliban at an outpost near the Pakistan border. So this is based on Jake Tapper's book about these American soldiers in a battle for their lives. It's based on true events. It's one of the most visceral movies I've ever seen. And these guys are true American heroes. And it's the perfect film to watch over the 4th of July weekend to show what patriotism these soldiers had fighting a battle that almost could not be won.
All right. And one more.
This is an uplifting documentary called John Lewis, Good Trouble. And it's using interviews and rare archival footage. It chronicles Lewis' 60-plus years of social activism and legislation action on civil rights, voting rights, gun control, you name it. And he has present-day interviews with Lewis, who's now 80 years old, and he was there with Martin Luther King speaking on the Washington March. This is a perfect documentary for our times right now, and I got a chance to interview the director, Don Porter. So this is a fantastic documentary on a true American hero in politics.
All right, very good. And by the way, we still have one of those anniversary editions of Pretty in Pink DVDs to give away. So if you want it, you got it. Ninth caller, 702-739-9636. Follow him on YouTube. Check out all his great interviews, reviews, not to mention on Facebook and VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. And we will talk to you next Friday.
Thanks a lot.
Karen, you've got the anniversary Blu-ray DVD edition of Pretty in Pink, that whole package, which comes with a booklet, some weird facts and stuff about the movie. It's pretty cool. From Vegas Film Critic Def Com and from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick it up.
All right. Thank you.
Carla had a big problem with her phone starting yesterday, first thing in the morning.
Oh, my God.
We will get into it a little bit later on this half hour, but what are you using now?
I don't know. It's an Android. I don't know what to make of it. It's weird. It's different.
Oh.
And you can set it up however you want. It makes weird noises and it vibrates weird and it's weird. I don't know.
So who did you borrow that from?
I borrowed this from Chris, my best friend Monica's husband. He has extra phones.
Okay.
You know, so I was able to put my SIM card in. He's like, we'll just take your SIM card out and it's like, what?
Yeah.
Who's touching my SIM card? And what are you talking about?
Right.
Okay, so we just replaced it and I can use it as a phone and text it if I can figure out how to do that.
But we want you to give everybody the idea of what you went through yesterday, and we'll do that here in just a couple of minutes. Right now, another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Baby Shark's big show is finally coming to Nickelodeon, starting with a holiday special in December. Nickelodeon says they're excited to dive deeper into this incredible world of Baby Shark. I did not know that Baby Shark was that interesting or complex. I didn't know that, but Nickelodeon will be highlighting Baby Shark.
Just to stick something in your head.
Get to hear this more now.
Mommy Shark. Mommy Shark. Mommy Shark.
I can never take it long enough to see if they go into cousins and aunts and uncles and stuff like that.
Second cousin, twice removed.
Okay, so. You get the idea, though.
Actress Rebel Wilson has lost a ton of weight. I mention this because she is on, it's called the Mayer Method Diet. And it's all about, like, not so much what you eat. Yes, what you eat, but how you eat it. Literally how you eat it. They encourage you to chew your food 30 times. Each bite of food 30 times before you swallow it. Which you are supposed to chew your food well, of course, before you swallow it. But it also does something to the food while you do that. And it's about sitting, enjoying your food, and healthy foods, specific foods. But yeah, she's lost a ton of weight on this thing. She's a very pretty girl to begin with, but she just looks beautiful.
Maybe Jody and I should research that, because we always talk about how fast we eat.
Yeah.
It's like we cook it. It takes longer to cook and prepare.
Right,
I know. Then you sit down, like 20, 30 minutes later, you're like, boom.
Because of my dad, I eat slow. My dad ate really slow.
My daughter Kelly
really
does.
Slow. Yeah, it's really good for you to eat slow, to dine, as they say.
Oh.
Eat, dine.
Jody, if you're listening, we need to dine.
You do. You do.
Not just eat.
Yeah, nobody's taking your food. Who's taking your food away? Nobody's taking away. Just take your time. Morty, I don't know what you think of this. Batman fans, many of them want Michelle Pfeiffer to reprise her role as Catwoman in the new Flash movie. People were all over the internet saying, basically, you can't have Michael Keaton as Batman without Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman.
Yeah.
So.
100%.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
She's still hot.
I think
she would be great in that outfit.
I thought she was great in that role.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know what, that was one of my favorite roles to play, and I'd be down to do it again. Why
Anyone
not?
Anyone but Halle Berry.
Yeah, she was terrible in that.
Mm-hmm.
That was awful.
But she looked good.
She won the Grammy that year and the Razzie Award that year because she was in Catwoman and Monster. So there you go. Yeah. It's best actress and worst, or best actress in the worst movie, basically. So, So there you go. So but she was better as Michelle Pfeiffer. Way better. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But whatever. You know what? They're older now. You still look good with that, guys.
Even Michelle Pfeiffer looks good now.
Yeah.
She does. She does. Listen, that is my take for now. Sponsored by CSN. The time to make your move is now. Moving forward together, CSN.edu.
I don't know how many other people can relate to what Carla went through yesterday with her phone.
It started in the morning, too. My phone just crapped out. It crapped out. It was charged. And then all of a sudden, Morty was here. I picked it up. It's like, my phone just shut off. So I turned it back on, and now my battery's dead. Completely dead.
And does it recognize your battery?
No. No, it said. It said, this battery, not Apple-authorized battery, basically. And it was like, I don't even know.
And this is a phone that you've only had for, what, 3 months?
I've had it 5 months.
Five months.
From Apple. I had to look it up. From Apple. Bought it from Apple. The Apple store up at Summerlin.
So why can't you just go back to the Apple store?
Because, Mike, I started with Dalton, and then I ended up with Akezia. And then they gave me a work order number, so I didn't have to restart when I went home.
Okay.
So I got on the phone with, and I had to write the name down, Elizabethan, I believe was her name. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We talked for 20, 25 minutes or so, then was cut off. Then I was cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on my cordless landline, of course, because I can't be on my cell phone. And as I'm on the phone with the next person, and that was like, I Faruja or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
My phone starts going beep 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 beep. It's like, what is this? What is it? So now I'm up in the linen closet. I'm trying to where's the phone? I got a plug-in phone that has like a 5-foot cord on it. So I have to plug that in the wall.
Yeah.
Switch it over real quick. Of course, we were cut off. Then I had to call back, and every time I started the phone call with, I have AppleCare. Maybe we could just swap out my phone.
Yeah.
Okay. So I called the fifth time. Now I'm on with somebody. I said, listen, I have a work order. Okay. What's your name? Well, oh God, here's my name. Here's everything you need. I have a work order if you just want to start.
That number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, what's your name? And what's the problem? Every time I have to go over this thing.
Yeah.
And then finally, I think the guy, I don't know his name. I call him Bodie because he was that guy.
Yeah.
Hey, so what? Okay, what I'm going to have you do is you can plug into your computer. What version do you have? What software? I said such and such. And he was like, oh, you didn't. Have you not upgraded? It's like, no, I haven't. And then I cried. I started crying. I said, you don't even know.
Well, you don't realize how important your phone
is
to you.
Actually, about four with the online and all that. So Bodie said to me, you know what? I'm going to find, I'll get you in town. You can go over. I'll get you an appointment. And I'm like, there are no appointments. There are none.
Yeah,
no,
but it's
I'll get you.
Brody. I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah. So he did. He looked and he said, okay, the forum, do you know where that is? I said, yeah, I'll go over there. You got an appointment tomorrow, Friday, 2:30.
There you go.
I said, are you sure? Oh, no, it's not available. I'm sorry. Do you know where fashion show is? I said, yeah, I do. There are no appointments. Yeah. Oh, there's one July 2nd. There's one over there. July 2nd.
Well.
I said, oh, wait. No, there isn't. I'm sorry. That's not available either. I said, I have AppleCare. Oh. You know what? You can just, we'll just send you a new phone.
There you go.
And then you can send it back. And also, he's doing the old, it's okay. I'm so sorry, ma'am. Everything's so bad right now. I'm really sorry. Yeah. He's comforting me. And now I'm in a bad rom-com because I have this guy comforting me. And so they're going to send me a new phone. And me and Bodie are dating. So that's kind of cool.
You know what we need to
There's
do?
There's so much more to it, but it was horrible.
We have to have Eric Church make a song, a country song about this.
Yes.
Is that what we need?
Yes.
Stick this in your Apple.
Yeah. Stick this in your Apple phone.
Stick this up your Apple.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The only morning show I listen to.
96.3 KKLZ.
So there are people that are relating to your plight, Carla, and texting in this morning.
Well, I love all the great advice from people, by the way. Just throw out your Apple phone, Carla. Why don't you do that and just start over? Well, that would be easy, wouldn't it? But that's all I've ever used. And that's
what you're used to. So
let it go. Yes, just let it go, people.
For those people that don't know, Carla, yesterday, this all started yesterday, the problems with the phone, where you got this real cryptic message.
Oh, my God.
Saying that your battery is not being recognized to be used with this phone. That's basically what it said.
And it was almost like, I was surprised I didn't see smoke coming out of it in the whole bed, and it wouldn't let me do anything.
So after spending all day yesterday on the phone and now you're dating Brody.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And spending the weekend with him while Angie's out of town. I don't know what's going on with you.
That's right. The cats are fine. And people, I gotta tell you, so Chris let me use this thing, this Androidy thing.
Right.
I don't I don't know if you guys have ever even touched another phone. It's so weird.
Yeah.
And I couldn't sleep last night because it kept making like this. Anytime anything comes through, it's like brr, brr. And so his stuff's still on it, even though like my contacts and all that are in, so I can use it as a phone. And it gets bleep, bleep. It's like, what is going on? Am I now in Lost in Space? Bleep. I just kept
Will
hearing
Robinson,
weird.
Will
yes,
Robinson.
Yes, Danger Will Robinson. And then there are fireworks going off, and yeah. I got this.
I'm glad it's Friday.
Uh-huh. So am I, Mike. So am I.
Well, now you know how people feel that are trying to file for unemployment.
Oh, I know. Oh. I know. I know. Because I did, and I mentioned that. I do. Everybody made fun of that. I still have a phone that you plug into the wall.
Yeah. Right.
So I thank God, because John, you didn't hear my landline. It died, just my cordless.
Yeah.
So I'm up there trying to find the cord, you know, and I couldn't remember where the plug was.
Right.
It's like, oh crap, where? Beep, 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 beep. My phone is just beeping at me, and I finally plugged it in.
All right.
And yeah, it was.
Well, I hope Monday it's better.
And I cried. I'm so. I cried.
You very rarely cry. So.
I became the girl.
You
didn't
did.
Want to do, you don't know. He was very sweet. You know, it's been hard for everyone right now. Well, it's okay. I'm sorry I took it out.
You know what? While John does news, go out to the lobby.
Alexa, fart.
Okay, just see what happens.
I just might.
That maybe will cheer you up. Just trying to get through the day.
Oh, man.
And we suffer with you, Carla. We suffer with you.
Thank you.
But
thank
Eva's you. On the phone with a story about a Droid phone. Go ahead.
Yeah. When iPhone first came out, I got a Droid. And the auto dictation was making it sound like, you know, my family was worried about me. It just did not. It did what you said. It was just freaking me out.
Yes.
And it was really unfamiliar. Well, here's the funny part about this story. I ended up getting an Apple iPhone. And I was at the store one night, and the clerk was there, the guy, you know, checking me out the groceries. And I just got in the phone, and he said, how is that working? Because I got a Droid. He said, and I'm in a lot of trouble. He said, I cheated on my wife. And he said, she gave me another chance. He said, but I got called into the store. And when I auto-dictated, honey, I got to go to the store, it said, honey, I got to go see the whore. He got set back.
Oh my god.
I know you have sent me some messages.
Oh jeez.
And
like, I didn't say that. Yeah.
You wanted to say chat and it said something else.
And it said something else.
I go, what does have to do with that? Oh my god.
Oh no.
Eva, have a great day.
You too.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by our good friends at 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Details are sketchy at this time, but a topless woman saved three people from drowning at a nude beach in England. Seems like everybody's okay. I don't know how many people have been
to
a...
I'm sure they are. Grab on!
Nude beach or a...
Where am I grabbing?
Topless beach, but... And you think it's always going to be one way, and when you get there, it's not?
No, it's not at all.
But
not.
You know what? Thank God all the people seem to be okay.
Who cares?
So.
You know what? Who cares? It's so much more comfortable at a topless beach. It really is.
Yes, it is. I would agree with you,
Carla. Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
Man. Stupid
even for guys.
Yeah.
There's a rumor online that food company Stouffer's, they're working on a machine that will serve macaroni and cheese on tap.
Wow.
So you can plop it on anything you have, I guess.
So you just, you know, like your beers are on tap.
Yeah.
What do you got on tap? I got,
there you go.
I got Mick Light, I got Heineken, and I got Stouffer's mac and cheese.
There we go.
That doesn't even look appetizing.
No, not at all. But guess what? I'd eat it.
But Morty would be there.
Yes. Underneath the tub.
Give me a double.
Mac and cheese and tequila.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It would be convenient, that's for sure. Listen, in Leesville, Louisiana, police had to arrest a 28-year-old guy for stealing a hearse from the funeral home. Nolan drove the hearse to Texas and back, eventually just dumped it off. And he took a few things out of the hearse as well. to make it look less obvious. Uh-huh. I don't know what that's all about, but owning a hearse is cool, man, and six feet.
Is.
Yeah.
Is it, Morty?
It is. Oh, man. It's so much fun to drive.
Oh, yeah. I would imagine. And everybody looks. Like, oh, my God, there's
For those people that don't know, Morty's family business in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Is funeral homes.
Right.
I would take it for lunch breaks and go to McDonald's.
See? Let him through. Let him through. Put the lights on.
Would you have the black suit on with the...
Yeah, I'd have a suit on, everything.
Okay. You don't see them as much anymore. They have other vehicles now that... which is
And with
upsetting.
People being cremated as much as...
Yes, you just need a little Mini Cooper now. That's all you really need. A little Fiat. There we go.
Front seat.
Where's Grandma? She's in the back of the smart car. Okay. All right. Hey, listen, and a video gamer is suing Twitch for $25 million because he finds their female live streamers to be too sexy.
Oh.
His complaint accuses the site of exposing him to overtly suggestive and sexual content from various female streamers.
Yeah, can't do that.
Yeah. Well, this isn't the first time. He's also sued Nintendo, Sony, Microsoft, and Blizzard. So I think he's just bored, really.
Well, you got to pick your battles.
Well, yeah, you definitely do. I don't know. Are they hotter on one than the other or something?
I mean, I was going to support him, but now I can't.
Or do they suck you in? Is that how they try to suck you in? Is that it?
Oh. There are some really pretty... women on there.
So there are gamer models?
Yeah, I mean, not like I watch it all the time, but...
Gamer shills, is that it? Gamer hookers, not in that way, but they just lure you in. And
I'm a gamer model.
And it's all started with the very sexy Luann who pulled me into to Roblox.
See, now I'm going to have to find out what Ethan is actually doing on Roblox.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, he's only 8 years old, but how do you get into the game?
She was pretty, though, Papa. She was very pretty.
It's how about a look?
Yes, that's right. Turn away. Turn away.
Well, maybe there's a reason why the little kid wears glasses.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Ethan, what are you doing in there?
See? Nothing. I'm not blind. I'm not blind. I can see just fine.
Wow.
It's Friday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
Carla.
Tell me.
We do it. The end of every show. Good news. So you can kick off your day on a positive note. Just a nice story. You know, listen, everybody knows all too well about masks. There's a Starbucks in San Diego. The barista got screamed at by a woman that he wouldn't serve until she put a mask on because that is the rule in that Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And she got mad and yelled at him. She called him a sheep. She took a picture, threatened to get him fired. Well, instead, somebody started a GoFundMe page for him just because it's up over $27,000 now. He didn't know. He didn't care. But here's what he had to say.
I just wanted to say thank you for all the love and support and that what everyone is doing is an honor to see all this happen. But I just want to remind everyone to be kind to one another and to love each other and always remember to wear a mask.
Yes, just be kind and love one another, would you? Big tip for this kid. Lennon is his name. So just doing his job. That's all he was doing.
$27,000 plus.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's awesome.
If he decides to go, and I saw him, he looks pretty young. I couldn't tell under the mask, but if he does, you know, decide to go to college or whatever, he's got a little bit there. But then again, it's in San Diego, so I don't know, you know.
Well, it's a head start.
You get a semester or so.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, that's good to know.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people always, you know, joke, be kind to each other.
Yes.
We really sincerely mean it. Just be kind to each other. It's a great story. If you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Locally, if you know of a great story locally here, just call us, man, when we're on the air and give us your version of it. We'd love to hear it. 702-739-9636. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, the first of three today that we do every weekday, 9:40. And recapping the show, boy, we covered just about everything. We actually found a country song that Carla likes.
I know. I had a few people say that. What? You like a country song?
What is it? Stick that in your country song?
Stick that in your country song.
By Eric Church.
I like it.
Jeff Howard gave us a couple of things to watch over the weekend. We will post his reviews on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page if you want to check that out. And phone problems. Hopefully, you're nearing the end of all this, and we'll get this taken care of over the weekend because you can't take the droid.
No, this is just it's hurting me. It's hurting me. I feel like I'm glowing also. I don't like it.
All right. Wendy is off today, and I think on Monday. Mm-hmm. So Jeff Anderson, he's been released from the cave at night. We'll fill in, do some midday stuff for you, keep you company. Otherwise, do have a great weekend. Be careful, be safe, and we do. We say it all the time. Just be kind to each other. Please. We'll talk to you Monday morning.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.